My guest at this time is Gail Trotter. She is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum here in Washington. She joins me now to react to big shifts in approval and really disapproval numbers for Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Gail, thanks very much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
Well, let's take a look at Hillary Clinton's numbers in particular. She is now at 41% approval, 56% disapproval. That's about a 7% shift on approval and 6% on disapproval since early August, which was right after the Democratic convention. So she got a little bit of a bump there. But in addition to only having 41% approval overall, she only has 45% among women, 52% disapprove, which is down quite a bit from earlier in the month when 54% approved of her. So what do you think has gone wrong for Hillary in the past month? Is it just the convention bounce waning, or is it something else?
No, a lot of this has been building up. This, especially her unfavorable rating among women, it is the lowest rating that she has had in terms of women liking her and supporting her for an entire year. So this is something that has been building a while. Her general unpopularity has taken a real hit in the last 3 weeks. So certainly what happened at the convention is affecting that. But I also believe that if you look at the onslaught of revelations about her emails, about the representations that she made to media outlets like Chris Wallace on her emails and what James Comey, the director of the FBI, said about their investigation of her emails and her email server. This is something that is repeatedly in the public eye, and it cannot help but affect Americans' view of her and negatively affect her popularity. And what is so fascinating is this effect on women as well, because you would think that after Hillary has gone on and on about playing the woman card, to the extent that her campaign as a donation tactic was even offering to send out to her donors an actual woman card in satisfaction or in appreciation of donations to her campaign, that she is taking such a hit among the group that she and her campaign believe should be fully in her corner.
Given the fact that Hillary Clinton is such a known commodity, do you get the sense that her numbers are going to shift much more from this point with WikiLeaks hanging over her head and potentially more revelations coming from the FBI and elsewhere? Do you expect if it goes anywhere, it's going to go down or no?
Even though, as you're saying, much of what is wrong with Hillary's character and her time in public office is already known to the American public, we do know that there is an ongoing lawsuit against her trying to get some of these emails in the 15,000 that were not revealed by her and her legal team to the State Department, were not released to the general public, and many of these contained apparently information dealing with the Benghazi matter in particular, and there are lawsuits trying to get that information, very vital information, out to the public before November 8th, before the date of the general election. Certainly, if there is more revelations through those emails that point to improprieties or illegal actions or any types of conflicts of interest that just further build the understanding that Hillary not only has been dishonest about her time in office and not only was incompetent in the carrying out of her duties, but that she has continued to try and mislead the American public about those two matters, certainly she has room to fall even further.
We're talking with Gail Trotter of the Independent Women's Forum, and Gail, it's been said by quite a few people in this campaign that the best thing each of these candidates has going for them is that they're running against each other. Donald Trump's approval numbers are actually worse than Hillary Clinton's. He's only at 35% approval with 63% disapproval, so that's a 28-point gap. Since early August, he's only increased by 1 point. However, as Hillary has dropped a number of points with women, Trump has actually bumped up from 26% at the beginning of the month to 33%. So do you see much more room for growth for him, or is he also, like Hillary, such a known commodity that these opinions are kind of cemented at this point?
we saw a huge campaign shakeup for him. He brought on Kellyanne Conway, who is very experienced in political messaging and especially understanding what issues impact women and what kind of messages and policy prescriptions they want from all sorts of national candidates. And I think we are seeing this slight uptick in his popularity reflecting her being brought into the campaign. And certainly with her at the helm of reaching out to these groups, there is a huge possibility that he could really increase his popularity among women enough that it would make a difference in this election, because it is such a dead heat right now. I think a really interesting thing is to look at the role of the media, what many people call the mainstream media or the elite media, in this election season, because they have really become a super PAC for Hillary Clinton. And they have been able to go after Trump on every single possible front that you can possibly imagine. So I think that as we continue to see the Trump campaign retooling its strategy, especially with Kellyanne Conway developing the message and helping Donald Trump to stay on the message, that we are going to see how much of an effect the media, the mainstream media, the elite media has in affecting the outcome of this election.
Gail, when it comes to Donald Trump, we saw on a Wednesday, as he stood side by side with the Mexican president, that he does have the ability to remain calm and to conduct himself in a way that perhaps to more people than the day before made him seem plausible as the next commander-in-chief, and being able to conduct himself in a way that brings credit to U.S. diplomacy. If he's able to marshal that over the last couple months of this campaign, is that an asset for him, or does it make it look like the rest of what he's done in this campaign is inauthentic?
That's going to be up to the voters to decide, because they're going to have to contrast their view of this non-politician yet successful businessman who's able to, you know, negotiate the best deals. And he's out there saying that all the time. Is he going to be able to deliver on that kind of negotiation on the world stage, or are voters not going to be able to trust him because they will think that the tweeting that he's done, the kind of comments that he's made, his vulgarity, his crassness, are things that they cannot tolerate in the White House? So we don't know if – I think he, as a person, he can certainly maintain the stature that he seems to be trying to cultivate in recent weeks. It's up to the voters to decide which Donald they think will be the person, if they vote for, to actually ascend to the Oval Office.
Gail, as you mentioned, he's done some outreach to different groups in the past couple of weeks, namely blacks and Hispanics.
Yes.
You also talked about how women's issues are not just the women's issues that often Democrats like to present, but women care about a lot of different issues. And if they are articulated in the right way, candidates can certainly speak to them and potentially win them over. What would you like to see Trump articulate going forward if he does, in fact, make an outreach to female voters?
Interesting, because in the past elections, security moms have been a concern that both parties wanted to reach out to. Who can keep Americans safe? And certainly, Donald Trump has many policy prescriptions. He's focused on that issue. He's unsatisfied with the status quo. And when you have that in comparison with the Obama administration trying to shut down Gitmo, trying to repatriate people who have been in Gitmo, you know, people who were recruiting terrorists or involved in terrorist operations, and many of whom become recidivists and enter back onto the battlefield, I think that Donald Trump is strong on this issue, and that is a natural way that Kellyanne Conway can help him to target his message, particularly to women, that he understands this issue, that his policies would be a break from the dangerous and ineffective policies of the Obama administration, and Hillary Clinton would only reflect a third term of President Obama's losing strategy on national security and keeping the American homeland safe. I would think that if he's particularly reaching out to women's groups, that would be something that would be authentic for him to talk about, and it would be something that would resonate with American women.
Gail, we'll be watching. Thanks very much for your time, as always.
great to be with you.
Gail Trotter is a senior fellow at the Independent Women's Forum here in Washington. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.